So I welcome everyone who has joined this mid-morning session. Thank you all for your very wonderful association. Today we have His Grace Murari Vallabh Prabhu. Prabhu, thank you so much. I hand over the call to you. You can
go. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 20th chapter, text number 7 onwards. Purve ami tumara kariyache upakar, tumi ama charikara prati upakar. Translation is Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sanatana Goswami continued, previously I have done so much for you. Now I am in difficulty. Please return my goodwill by releasing me. 8. Panchasahasra mudra tumikara angikar punya artha duyi laba hoibe tumaram. Here are the 5,000 golden coins. Please accept them. By releasing me, you will receive the result of pious activities and gain material profit as well. That this will profit you in two ways simultaneously. तबे से यवन कहे सुन महाशय तुम्हार छड़ी ब किंतु करी राजभय. In this way, Sanatana Goswami convinced the jail keeper, who replied, please hear me, dear Vaidya, I am willing to release you, but I am afraid of the government. Sanatana कहे तुम्ही न करे राजभय दक्षिणा गिया च यदि लिथि अयोया तनवे को ही एक कहिए से बया कृता गेला गंगा रे निकटे गंगा देखी जन पदिला. Sanatana replied, there is no danger. The Nawab has gone to the south. If he returns, tell him that Sanatana went to pass too near the bank of Ganges, and as soon as he saw Ganges, he jumped in. अनेक देखिला तरे लगन पाइला ददुक सहित दुबी कहान वही गेला. Tell me, I looked for him a long time, but I could not find any trace of him. He jumped with his shackles, and therefore is drowned and washed away by the waves. Kichubaya nahi amiye deshana rabam darva shehana ami makayebam. There is no reason for you to be afraid. For I shall not remain in this country. I shall become addicted and go to the holy city of Mecca. तथापि यवन मना प्रसन्न न देखिला सतह जर मुद्रा तरा आगे रशील कैला. Sanatana Goswami could see the mind of the meat eater was not still satisfied. Then he stacked 7,000 gold coins before him. लबहैला एनेर मुद्रा देखिया रात्रि गंगा परे कैला ददुके कतिया. When the meat eater saw the coins, he was attracted to them. He was agreed, and night cut shackles of Sanatana Goswami and let him cross the Ganges. Gaudadwara gadadwara pata chadila nare tahanyeta ratri din chali aila patada parvata patada parvate. In this way, Sanatana Goswami was released. However, he was not able to walk along the path of Otis. Walking day and night, he finally arrived at the hilly tract of land known as Patada. Tata eka bhoumika haya tara tani gela parvata parakara amam vinati karila. After reaching Patada, he met a householder, land brother, holder, and submissively requested him to get him across the hilly tract of land. Se bunara sange hai atagat ganita bunara kane koi se jani ekatam. A man who was expert in palmistry was at that time staying with the landlord. Knowing about Sanatana, he whispered the following in the landlord's ear. Inaratane su swarnera ashtamohara hai suni anandita buna sanatana kah. The palmist said, this man Sanatana possesses 8 gold coins. Hearing this, the landlord was very pleased and spoke the word following to Sanatan Goswami. The landlord said, I shall give you the extra tract at night with my own men. Now just cook for yourself and take your lunch. Etabali anna dina kariya sanmana sammana Sanatana ashitabe kaila nadistana. Saying this, the landlord offered Sanatan grain to cook. Sanatan went to the riverside and took his bath. Dvipavase kaila randana bojana raja mantri Sanatana vicharilamane. Because Sanatan had been fasting for 2 days, he cooked the food and ate it. However, having formerly been the minister of the Nawab, he began to contemplate the situation. E bunakene more sammana karila eta chinti Sanatana ishana puchila. As a former minister of Nawab, Sanatan could certainly understand diplomacy. He therefore thought, why this landlord offering me such respect? Thinking in this way, he questioned his servant, whose name was Ishana. Tumara tani jani kichu dravya achaya. Ishana kahe more tani sate moharaye. Sanatana asked his servant, Ishana, I think you have got some valuable things with you. Yes, I have got 7 gold coins. Suni Sanatana tare karila barshana baratsana. Sange kene anya chye kalayama. Hearing this, Sanatana Goswami chastised his servant, saying, why you brought this death to Nell with you? Tabe se sata mohara hasita kariya bunare kacheyana lok kahe mohara darya. Thereupon, Sanatana Goswami took the 7 gold coins in his hands and went to the landlord, holding the gold coins before him, he spoke. Sata suvarna mohara achila amara yalana dharma deki parvata kara para. I have these 7 gold coins with me. Please accept them. And from the religious point of view, please let me across the hilly track of land. Raja bandhiyami gadadvara yatina parim punya hobe parvatama. Deha parakari. I am the prisoner of the government and I cannot go along the way of the ramparts. It will be very pious of you to take this money and kindly get me across the hilly track. Buna ashikahe ame janiya che pahila asta mohara hoye tumara sevaka anchale. Smiling, the landlord said, before you offered them, I already know that there are 8 gold coins in your servant position. Toma mari mohara la itama ajikara ratri bala bahaila kahile tumi chutilana papa hite. On this very night, I would have killed you and taken your coins. It's very good that you voluntarily offered me to them. I am now relieved from such sinful activity. Santushtau ilanami moharanala iba punyalagi parvatatoma parakari diba. I am satisfied with your behavior. I shall not accept these gold coins, but I shall get you across the hilly tract of land simply to perform the pious activity. Goshani kahe keha dravya laibe amapmari amara prana rakshakare dravya angikari. Sanatana Goswami replied, if you do not accept these coins, someone will kill me for them. It's better that you save me from the danger of accepting the coins. Tume buna goshara sange chari paika dila ratre ratre vanapate parvata parahaila. After this statement, the landlord gave Sanatana Goswami 4 watchmen to accompany him, and they went through the forest path for the whole night and thus brought him over the hilly track of land.
Tabe parahana gosani puchila isane jani shesha dravya kichu ache tomasane.
After crossing the hills, Sanatana Goswami told his servant Ishana, I think you still have some balance left from the gold coin.
Ishana kahe eka mohare ache avashesha
Gosani kahe moharalane yaha tumi desha. Shana replied, I still have one gold coin in my position. Sanatana Goswami then said, take this coin and return to your home. Tare vidaya diya Gosani chalila ekalam ate karo karoniya chinda kanta nirabhyailam. After departing from Isana, Sanatana Goswami began traveling alone with the water pot in his hand, simply covered with torn quilt. He thus lost all his anxiety. Chali chali gosani tabe aila hajipure sande kale vashila yeka udyana bitare. Walking and walking, Sanatana Goswami finally arrived at a place called Hajipura. That evening he sat down within the garden. So we'll stop here because Shrikant is a sister's son, husband of his sister. Someone will tell the pastime. That's a wonderful pastime. Here, Sanatana Goswami, O Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Saganal Ragunatam Yutam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamsha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Peshtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashata Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayite Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvise Nama E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radev Vandavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpataru Bhiksha Krapa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Here Rupa Goswami already kept around 10,000 gold coins, one of the Brahmanas, and he wanted it to be used by Sanatana Goswami to escape from his prison. We know that Sanatana Goswami imprisoned by his Nawab of Bengal because he was no more want to work. But he could not do anything with Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami resigned and went, and he distributed all his wealth according to the scriptures. So here he is the prison warden or gate. He was thinking of bribing him and getting out of. But he was telling him, I have done so much for you when I was a minister. Now it is the time for you to repay. So Sanatana Goswami is arguing with him. This is also known as yukti. One should have niti of yukti also. How whenever there is some problem, we not only depend on Lord, but we have to use our intelligence. So Sanatana Goswami is the most intelligent person in Nawab Hussain's. So he is using his intelligence to lure this who is the protector, means he is the guard. So this Muslim is a Muslim and he wants some money also. When 5,000 is given, he was not that happy. He was know, telling excuse. How can I escape from the wrath of Nawab Hussain? So Sanatan Goswami is explaining him, now you need not worry, he has gone to South India, he is not there. And he was explaining, when you relieve me, I am going to Makkah, I am not going to stay in this place. So you need not worry. Now you will get double benefit. How you will get benefit? One, you are getting so much Lakshmi. Another thing, I will pray, because Makkah, we know that Muslims, you know, ultimate aim of Dham. So they want to, you know, go to Makkah and see. So here, how he is using his intelligence to lure this guard. So we know that when 5,000 was given to him, he was not happy. So he immediately raised to 7,000 and finished it up. And immediately the guard was so happy. Now, we know that in any government or anything, the corruption is always there. And Sanatan Goswami knows all these things before only. So he is not bothered. He is only bothered how to go back and meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always instructed. Before Sanatan Goswami was relieved, even before that, Rupa Goswami was asking about Sanatan Goswami. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he's already, you know, relieved from the jail. So you need not worry, he's going to meet me, he's going to join me later. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows everything, what is happening, exactly what time is happening, everything. So the guard left him, cutting his chain. Now he wants to go, he cannot go in the normal highway and other things, because other guards will recognize, he is so famous, he cannot, you know, notice unnoticed by these people. So he wants to have a hilly region where nobody will praise him. So he had a servant also, Ishana. Now they are going to that hilly region, and there was a landlord, and he has got a palmistry also. This astrology, many times, you know, present time it gives a correct nature because of the science. It has got a palmistry also. So he was reading and he was telling, this Ishana has got 8 gold coins. So landlord was thinking how to kill Sanatan Goswami and take that 8 gold coins. We know that now also the gold is very, very valuable. That time also it is very, very valuable. So for 8 gold coins, he doesn't mind killing Sanatan Goswami and even Ishan, he wants to. So such a sinful act he wants to do because he wants that money. People in this world always after money because they think it is sweeter than honey. But they do not know that nobody can eat money. Anyone tries to eat money, it is very, very bitter. $1 note or coin, anything. You try to bite it, you cannot do that. Nobody can do that. Though still we are thinking in our mind, it's very... So Sanatan Goswami is very, very intelligent. And he has got all the leadership qualities. So he knows that something went wrong because he's out of the way, he's treating Sanatan Goswami. He's, you know, he's giving grains to cook for himself. Sanatan Goswami cooked and he was thinking, why extra? So whenever people in this world want to give us more respect than what we deserve, first of all, we should not expect at all. They give, that means there is selfish motive in that, unless it is Vaishnava. That is different. Materialistic people, whenever they give respect more than, no, one deserves or more than one qualifies, then one should be careful. It must be some their own motive is there. One something they have to, they ask for some work from us. So we should be careful whenever they give. Such Sanatan Goswami immediately identified there is something wrong. So he asked Ishan whether you're carrying any money. He said, yes, 7 gold coins. That time also he didn't say 8. He said 7. So he took the 7 gold coins and went to landlord. And he said, these are the 7 gold coins you take. Landlord said, yes, I know. I would have killed. Your servant has got 8 gold coins. Immediately he said, it is not 7, 8. So another Goswami kept quiet. He gave 7 gold coins, which he refused now, landlord. He thinks it, I am deprived of, you know, good thing. I would have killed you. The sinful activity is gone. Now you are given, but I don't want. I will help you. But Sanatan Goswami said, if you don't take, somebody else will kill us for this money. So I don't want. So meantime, he was telling Ishan, no, why you brought a death with you, Yamaraj. Yamaraj death, we know that. Why you brought bringing this money? So many times, money will not save us from our life. When somebody is too much disease, even a doctor cannot, save us with so much money. Many times, patient comes, to the hospital and tell them, we don't mind spending a lot of money, but save my husband, save my child. It's not in the hand of the doctor, because doctor knows a limited knowledge. So whenever some people are, spontane hemorrhage, His Holiness Radha Jayaprataka Maharaj, when he was suffering in Hinduja Hospital, that Dr. Ramesh was a neurophysician, he was telling the time is up, my time is hardly any few months or few days for Jayaprataka Maharaj. He didn't know that he was prayed by all over the world for his safety. And same thing happened, he was survived. And he was moved to afterwards Bhaktivedanta Hospital. It is our ISKCON hospital. So he was serving nicely, and he went to Delhi. Everything was nicely. Still, now also he's doing the much more preaching. Anyone can do that. So it shows there is some hand beyond doctors, beyond other things. But it's the intelligence we have to use it. That is given by Lord Himself, discriminative power. So Sanatana Goswami, using his discriminative power here, convincing to take the landlord's hand, and he gave four watchmen who then showed him the way down the hill. And Ishan, he said, you must be having one more coin, so you can take it and you can go home. One of the times Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling with one of the Brahmanas, and Brahmana was always, after taking prasad, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even in temple also we give them, that Haripati, all these things after that. So to digest you. So he was telling that Brahmana was, keeping more than necessary. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, why you want to keep so much? He says, tomorrow we are going to some village, whether we'll get or not, how do you know? So I'm keeping it. That's the nature of holding tight. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't like the hoarding type of any hoarding for his, laziness or anything, thinking that I may not get. So this hoarding nature never liked by the Lord. Now there is a saying that there is an example given by Srila Prabhupada also, other people also, when a bag of rice, on the middle of the road, the cow comes, takes something. Dog may eat something, crow might eat something. When the man comes, he takes a whole bag and carries it home. That's also hoarding. So hoarding is the biggest problem in our material world. We think we may not get. Shivan says, Shivas Thakur never bothered about that. He used to clap three times. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, we are not working, how can you manage your whole family, your brothers, children are there, your children, so many things. He said, I am not bothered. Krishna is providing every day. So he said, if they don't provide, I'll, clap three times and I'll put a stone around my neck and jump into the Ganga. That much conviction he has got, Krishna. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, even Lakshmi can beg in the road. So you need not have such a day. So the Lord provides us everything. Our is only, so like this, God, who is telling, I am fearful of king. So we need not be fearful for anything. They say, Abhaya Charana Ravindare. There is, Abhaya means there is a protection hand always behind us, devotees. There is no question of fearful. When we chant, all, fear should run away. That's why whenever we dance, we raise our hands, and clap both the ways. Wow, the fear of everything vanishes from the atmosphere. So we will be more and more fearless. So when Srila Prabhupada used to say, when you go out, you should be fearless, preach. You should not worry about what will happen if I go there, what will happen if I preach to this gentleman, he's a. So these fears always should move away from us, because without fear, when we chant, without fear, when we do book distribution, everything is small. Everything will be very, very nice. So we know that there is philosophy and one is theology. Philosophy is rational, God is so great, we can, but we need not have full knowledge of the Lord. Say when you say Allah is all merciful, or so that is only that part, but theology is not like that. Usually philosophy of a religion do not give descriptive knowledge of unknown infinity. Unknown infinity is the Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here Sanatana Goswami fully knowing who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is unknown infinity one way, because he knows really theology. Theology is revelation of knowledge of form after transforming yourself. So religion may not give. That's why religion and to knowledge should go, philosophy should go hand in hand. Otherwise it is a mental concoction or fanaticism. So both are necessary to know Lord. So here, when we compare, we can compare 1, 3, 5, 7, 7, like that. It goes indefinitely. But you cannot compare this with the Lord. Lord infinity is entirely different. After trillion, we can quadruple, all things are going on, but he is beyond this mathematics. So here, Sanatana Goswami is showing us that always there is a plan. Lord's plan is there. We have to use our intelligence to get that plan. When we surrender to Lord, he will give us apohanacha. So when Lord wants to give us, but it is our endeavor also necessary to fulfill Lord's plan. Here, Sanatana Goswami ultimately knows he has to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he has to follow the orders of this instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When they did, we know that they did so nicely. So here, what is the understanding of Sanatana Goswami escaping from the, you know, prison? Prison is well guarded, but in this world, there is no, you know, guard, there is no security, there is nothing that prevails us, I mean, not going back to Godhead. But still, we want to stay because of our unnecessary attachment to the unnecessary, this world. So, there is no, Lord has not given any security to hold us back. He's not guarding us. He's letting us free. So that with the free will, when we chant the name of the Lord, when we wish to go back to Godhead, all provision is provided here. We need not walk also all the way to Golokpur now. There is a special Golok Express comes to take us, but without any baggage, without any attachment. Here it is nicely, Sanatana Goswami shows us the way how we can escape from this, you know, prison by thinking always, not 24/7, by 365, taking the name of the Lord and attaining that perfection, whichever necessary. Somebody was asking Maharaj, one of the Maharaj, how is that Krishna is not giving us some grace mark to go back because our chanting is not good and our attachment still there. Why is not giving some grace? And one of the Maharaj said, no, there is no question of grace there. You have to be 100% pure. Because otherwise you make Golok Vrindavan a nuisance, because you are not adjusting yourself there, because your thinking of mentality is what? If this feast would have been one more gulab jamun or unlimited gulab jamun, I would have been much more pleased. Then there is many ways we, you know, think in our own way. This president would have been acted in such a way, it would have been very nice like that. This is known as selfish mentality and selfish thinking without knowing what is the purpose of their doing, feast or any management, anything. That way, this mentality will not work. That's why we are thinking, why not? God gives us something. Why not? If he gives us, I will be a better devotee. If he gives us something, I will chant better. All this foolish mentality will not help us, because there is nothing like, you know, if I get, I will get. So we have to be careful, you know, when we pray to Lord, all these things, because Lord doesn't want to take us back to back to Godhead, because we are a nuisance there also. When Krishna may be playing flute, then we may say, why Krishna is playing such a tune? You should have not played in different tune. Why crow is singing? They say that in Golok Vrindavan, crow is singing, all other birds will keep quiet. They will not say why crow only, because they will hear crow is singing so nicely. There is nothing. They say that while walking, it is a dance, and when we talk, it is like a music. I mean, it's like a music, you know, coming from our mouth, gana. So we should be careful. That's the reason it's not easy for us to go back to Godhead with so many, you know, faults with us. So giving, but understanding these Mahajans, understanding the way they, you know, he was so rich, he was almost a prime minister's, you know, stage, Sanatan Goswami, and even King Nawab Hussain Shah was listening to him, all his plan. He was so intelligent. But all of a sudden he wants to leave. Why? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction that this is the time now, you can escape. He has given opportunity. Even if you see Narottam Das also, when he wants to escape, his parents were, you know, having so many guards, 12 guards to protect him. He was so rich, and his wife is as good as any apsara. That's from the, you know. So when everything is provided, but he doesn't have a taste, because he has already tasted this bhakti in the previous, you know, because he's a manjari. So we know that all these people who have already tasted, and we can also taste the same thing what these people are tasted. We are follow the footsteps. We can't imitate them. Prabhupada always says, we can't imitate all these great, you know, Raghunath Das Goswami also. Not Narottam, sorry, Raghunath Das Goswami. When given a chance to serve Nityananda Prabhu, he did, you know, the festival, the Richuda festival, he did so much, with so much moms and everything. He has pleased Nityananda Prabhu. So it is our ultimate aim to please our spiritual master and Nityananda Prabhu. Then everything is possible. Radharani's, you know, mercy will flow on us. Here, Sanatana Goswami, once relieved from, he has to walk. He's not bothered. He's walking so much. He didn't have a, you know, palanquin or anything, such a high minister, but he's ready to give his, you know, endeavor to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was having only one Eko Guru Nandan. It's Vyavasayika Padmi is A, to meet only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and ask his instruction and follow that instruction completely. So here we have to follow what is our instruction by our spiritual master. When Krishna comes back from... So different people have got different instruction. It's not the same instruction. We can understand by Krishna's pastime also. Krishna comes from his herding of the cows. Yashoda thinking the dust on his face, thinking he has done, you know, this dust makes him dirty. And she wants to give him a bath, nice bath, and clean him. Where Gopas are thinking, those who are not gone with Krishna that day, Gopas are thinking because of the dust, they were thinking, oh, Krishna has gone to that place. They could identify the dust just because, you know, they are so much engrossed with that. They know which part of the dust, which place this dust comes. So they are thinking, oh, we missed it. Krishna must have done so much, you know, pastime in that place with this dust. And Gopis thinks that it is mixed with kumkum. How can it be possible? Who is that, you know, most fortunate gopis who went and put, give me, this is the revelation they got according to their capacity. So we should know that combination of both character and purpose of that, because they are always thinking 24 hours. All these people are thinking 24 hours of Krishna. When they miss, when they are not going to go with him, they are missing when he will come. When they are with them also, they are, you know, almost as the association, they want more and more association. Because they are always thinking of Krishna. Now Yashoda is thinking, of, you know, how to make a matchmaking. So she was thinking how Radharani could be the best, you know, wife to be. So here, whenever we think, it may not happen exactly like that, because Krishna's plan may be different. Purnamashi's plan may be different, because once Krishna is married to the most of the pastimes, he has to do so many pastimes in Mathura and Aditi. So whenever we have got a chance to serve the Lord, whatever way, we have, should not leave the opportunity. Because Krishna, so they say that whenever we are tied because of so many, you know, problems, we are tied to house, we cannot go to yatra, or we may go to, you know, temple, so many services there, we cannot do other service, what we think. But we should not be bothered, because that service is most important that time, because it is higher authority has given us service. Whenever we are tied, they say that when somebody is tied, somebody else have to come and untie us. But Krishna's case, it is not like that. Whenever he is tied also, we know that, you know, when Yashoda Mai tied him with Utkal, so he was going there. He was completely helpless one way, but he was, you know, crawling, and he went to that Yamunarjuna tree, want to deliver them. So we have to see that Krishna can be Krishna only when he's tied also. We may not be the same person. We should know that Krishna cannot be tied, and he cannot be, means tied means his opulence cannot be tied. He can still show the, so with that tying position also, he could deliver Manigrava and Nalikuvera. This shows how much he's sympathetic and compassionate. So Krishna is always compassion. Now your Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so compassionate of Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. He used to embrace Sanatana Goswami, no? Though he had some fuss coming from her part. And here also in future, Sanatana Goswami was embraced. So Sanatana Goswami wanted to escape. He was telling, I am lower than a low because I am serving malechas. But Sanatana Goswami said, no, you are the purest person in the world. When you go, the whole dham will be, you know, always purified, because people go to dham to give their sin in that Ganga and other things. When these type of people, pure acharyas, go there, they relieve all that sin. They will purify that. That's why Srila Prabhupada was, when he left dham, and he took the dham with him, and he gave it to Americans and other Pashchata Desh, all other people all over the world. That's why it is that dham is still there. Prabhupada's lotus feet touched many of the lands, still is growing fast. Only thing, devotees' endeavor should be there. There is no stoppage of, you know, we are conquering whole world. Prabhupada said, in 18 days, if you do, you can conquer whole world, you can give Krishna consciousness. Again he said, one day this whole world will be, you know, grateful to ISKCON, because they have done so much for the benefit of the mankind in this. ISKCON can only do that because other people have got there so much shortage. Because Sri Sampradaya, we know that they do opulence way, but service attitude only is Brahma Gaudiya Madhava, because that also pleases Radharani, because we always wish to serve the Radharani rather than Krishna. We are begging our prayers to Radharani to give more service. This shows how important for us this institution is. This institution is make us much, much up, and we are transforming ourselves into Krishna consciousness. We may be having so many ambitions in our life. Kid wants to do, you know, doctor, engineer. That's, parents will say, one, you know, spouse will say, my son should be doctor. And one of the days, so they were quarreling, and they went to a psychiatrist. So psychiatrist said, what is your problem? So he said, my husband wants my son to be doctor, I want to be engineer. So what is the problem? You ask your child. They said child had to be born. He is not born. So this is our problem. We are thinking of so many things which is not in front of us. We are creating unnecessary problem which is not at all there. So here when we see when there is a difficulties, whenever there is anxiety in the, we have to surrender to our spiritual master or Krishna, because we have got habitual, we are conditioned. Condition can be we can get rid of the condition, not at a time. An alcoholic cannot take out his habit immediately. He has to bit by bit. So our laziness also, not getting up early in the morning, can be get rid of by taking one step at a time. Means if you are getting up at 5 o'clock, we want to get up at 4:30, we can make it 5 minutes earlier. So that 5 minutes earlier is a great step in leading, in marching forward in our spiritual. So whenever we feel like going to Maharaj, also this mood has to be taken immediately. We cannot go. And whatever we do, we have to sustain it. When we chant 16 rounds or whether we chant or those who are not initiated, we have to sustain it. That's more important. Otherwise, there is no progress in life. They say that when the fish and that rat is put in a trap, hook and trap, they do not know it is trap. That's why they enter. But our foolishness, we know most of the things. It is a trap. It is an illusion. But still, knowingly, we, get trapped, all these, promises by so many people in this material world. They say, we can get you. One of the times, Prabhupada's disciple went to other temple and other sadhus. They said, we will make you Brahman next year. The next life will be, like that. So Prabhupada was very serious about that. He said, it's not necessary to go to other. You can read my books. Everything is written. It is my ecstasy. It is written by Krishna only, told by Krishna. So we should know it is enough for us to have all the Prabhupada's book and get it. So removing our anarthas bit by bit daily, then in one fine morning we see that there is no bad habit with us. So it is necessary for us to follow. Chanting purifies us. We know that. We have got so much, come to snishtha and other things. We have so many problems are there in the life. Slowly, slowly we can get all these things and purify us. Because whenever we have got bad habits, it brings us, nature, to brings us in not insanity or divinity or purity. That's more important. We have to have some divinity quality with us so that we can march forward. One of the times, one 9-year-old boy was, smoking cigarette. And two owners of the cigarette factory was watching him. And one of the cigarette factory owner was lamenting. He said, 9 years boys, smoking, what we have done. He's not lamenting because he is getting spoiled. He's only lamenting because his brand is not smoking. This is what, material world is. They want to have business, so much. They want to elude this. So in India also some of the pawn keeper was paid heavily by the cigarette company to bring their own brand in it so that children get. So they say that whenever we have got senses and sense gratification objects, when you are in touch with that, you automatically feel like having sense gratification. That's why we have been asked many times, we have to be detach from that gratification object so that we can really march forward in our. So in text number 2.57 also it is written, Ya sarvatra anabhishan tattat prapya subhashubam nabhinandati nadvashti
tasya prajna pratishtita. In the material world, one who is unaffected by whatever good or evil he may obtain, neither praising it nor despising him, firmly fixed in perfect knowledge. We should know that what is a perfect knowledge. It is already given to us by Krishna, already given by our spiritual master and so many people. So, a pitfall for the leader or a pitfall for the devotee is, what is that? What is that autocrat, behaving like autocrat without taking any, and is becoming a complacent. This is enough. Enough is enough. I am doing so much chanting, I am so much reading. And it becomes complacent, he cannot march forward. He cannot have, and it getting bored of doing same thing. Because Krishna says it is susukam kartum. Because whenever you chant, whenever you do devotional service, it should bring you more happiness every day. Because in Sistastakama also he said, Anandamrudhi Vardhanam. It has to increase every day. Our happiness should increase every day. Otherwise, something is missing in that. So we should know what is missing actually. Otherwise, there is no way to understand it. In bhakti examination, even copying is allowed. In exam, copying is not allowed in material. But in bhakti, even copying is allowed. If you cannot write, somebody can write to you, because that's way. How it is copying is allowed, because somebody is not knowledgeable. One can make him understand, reading for him, and making in CD or anything, making him hear. How can we write others? Because whenever somebody cannot chant, somebody else can chant for him. Even that is allowed in Krishna consciousness examination, that he will get, all the benefits, whatever he comes. So here, only the problem is, Krishna says, you have to come and sit in the examination hall. Unless you sit, unless you endeavor of going to that place, and calling devotees, do kirtan, everything. If you see Bhaktitirtha Maharaj and so many people who got engrossed, and they were all the 24 hours somebody is chanting. That is why in Mayapur also we say, Prabhupada Bhajan Kutir, there is 24 hours chanting. If somebody comes in the night also, they can hear. If they are, as soon as want to leave the body, they can still hear. That is, just like in a copying like, means he is not doing, but somebody else is doing for him. Krishna takes that also into consideration. That's the beauty of Krishna consciousness. It is not that we are helpless. We are always helpful, because helpful mood we have to think of that. But there is help coming from directly from spiritual master and Krishna. That will make us qualify 100% to go back to Godhead. So Krishna consciousness is so wonderful. One of the time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling about Ishwar Puri. Yesterday was Ishwar Puri's disappearance day. So he was telling, Japite Japite Mana Pagaloke. So he's telling that whenever I chant the name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, my mind becomes mad. Because that is the taste. That the taste in the tongue gets so much taste, it doesn't see anything. When gopis were want to association of Krishna, they didn't bother who are they, how they are going to that, deep forest. There are so many animals are there. They didn't bother. They lost because they are so mad when Krishna left their company Of course, they say he was hiding behind the bush. So he was watching them. What are the symptoms they are getting it? So this feverish symptom we should have when we are chanting, how we can get Krishna prem, how we can associate with Krishna, how can we see his lotus feet, how can we see the lotus feet of Radharani and lotus face of Radharani, how can we, relish all this. So when we completely immersed in this way, then there is, that madness will come with us. Then we don't bother about these material things, what we are wearing,
what we are, you know, eating, what we are, you know, sleeping. We are not bothered. The six Goswamis never bothered. They slept under, you know, different trees every day, and they were relishing. They were asking, where is Radhe, where is Krishna? They were asking, because they are completely absorbed. They are not bothered. So here also, Ishwar Puri, we are talking about him, because he is very, very dear disciple of Madhavendra Puri. Ishwar Puri also initiated Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we know that, is the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. Such a person can take initiation from, you know, Ishwar Puri. It's how great he should be. He was well served to Madhavendra Puri. He is the only, you know, disciple who served very much, whereas Ramachandra Puri didn't serve him because he didn't please his spiritual master, and spiritual master asked him to go away because he doesn't know the feeling of separation. So Madhavendra Puri was very much separated with Pralamba Mood of his, you know, Krishna. He was praying Krishna, and Ramachandra Puri could not understand. But Ishwar Puri fully understood, and he was serving menial service. You know? So he was very much pleased. When spiritual master is pleased, he was, you know, gives all the benediction. So he gave benediction to Ishwar Puri. So Ishwar became a very well known. Actually, in fact, when Kumara Hatta, also known as Chaitanya Doba, because he is also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master one way. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even picked up the earth from this place because he knows how you know much he should be grateful. He's showing us he need not be grateful, he's Supreme Personality of the Godhead. So only thing we don't know his original name. His sannyasi name also only we know. And there are, father was Shyam Sundaracharya, and he has got, actually, Ishwar Puri was resident of Gopinath Acharya when he was written his book, Krishna Lilamrit. He asked Nimai to correct any mistakes. He was asking, because he met before also. Not in Gaya. Gaya he was initiated, but before that he was there in Gopinath Acharya's place. So he gave the book to Nimai Pandit to correct it. Nimai Pandit said, it is most foolishness find a fault with the devotees when he describes Krishna, that he is a sinner. So we should never, 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 you know, find mistake of Acharya's books, thinking that, no, this is not like this. We are not qualified to do anything. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing us in his example why we should not find any mistake of the devotees, because they are very, very dear to Krishna. When they are dear to Krishna, it's not their writing. It's Krishna is, you know, giving them such an empowerment. So all these acharyas, empowered acharyas from Lord Krishna and Radharani. So we should not take them lightly when they were appearance. We should take so serious about reading that. Then everything is possible. Again, when Ishwar Puri was about to leave this mortal world, he sent both of them, Govinda and Kasheshwar, two servants to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never wanted to take service because he is a spiritual master. When spiritual master servant is as good as, you know, God brother and God sister. So he never wanted. But Sarvabhauma and other people said, when Ishwar Puri directly send his servant, we can take his service. So Govinda, we know that how he is serving. One of the time, you know, he want as a time, it's the time to massage after he is taken. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu purposely sleeping in that way, so Govinda cannot go inside. But Govinda put a, you know, shawl on the top of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he crossed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he didn't take food that day. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, why you didn't take food? He said, no, I can do for the service. I don't mind having, you know, so much sinful activity in crossing you. But for my sake, I will not do that. This is the mood of the servant. For spiritual master's sake, he doesn't mind, you know, doing some sinful activity in service. Not in that way I'm talking, but crossing away, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the mood of the servant to serve. For serving, he will undergo anything. We know that Vasudeva Datta doesn't mind going, you know, indefinitely in the hell to deliver all these people. And the answer is one mustard seed is lost by Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, nothing lost to Krishna. So Lord's mood is entirely different. He wants to serve us. So there is a competition between devotees and real devotees of the Lord. Lord wants to serve them and devotees want to serve them. So I will stop here. Any correction, any comments, let us know. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. I really wanted to thank you. The class was very, very nice. And you made so many points. Very, very interesting points. And at one point, I lost track of keeping note of the points. So many nice things you said. So I really like
what the my realization is there. I can talk no matter. I wanted to talk more, but somehow time is limited today. So I don't know how I talk.
So I really like many things you said. Towards the end, of course, you were talking about how we really don't, I mean, the acharyas, they get many realizations. So we really don't, you know, try to wonder about it or judge about it. And then in the beginning of the class, you were telling about how important it is to be surrendered in the sense to have that understanding that, you know, Krishna provides. And you were talking about hoarding. For the next day. So, I mean, that's all very, very, very beautiful.
That is the reason. Mataji, if we stop hoarding, we are taking only for 2 days, our, I think the price will drop drastically. If everyone thinks we should not hoard more than 6 days or 7 days. In the city also, of course, yes. Our mentality is different. We are always thinking, how can I go to shop every day? Like that.
Yeah, correct. And then you were also talking about in spiritual life, copying is allowed. It was really, really sweet, Prabhu.
Yeah, because when we are helpless, Krishna provides that also, na Mataji. When in deathbed, everyone comes and chant for them, na? They can't chant. So that is also allowed. That's the beauty of Krishna consciousness. In other things, where it is allowed?
Yeah.
In material world, if you cannot go, they say, don't come. We can't give you.
Yeah.
But we are free. Everything is given free also.
Very true, very true. Thank you, Prabhu. It was a very, very enlivening class, actually. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Because your people are so nice in the heart. So you appreciate. You don't depreciate anyone. That's a good quality of you, all of you. I should thank so much. I should be grateful to all of you.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Such a wonderful class. Thank you very much for giving us such a nice instruction to us.
Thank you, Mataji, for reciprocating so nicely. Mataji, we have already crossed. Yeah.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very nice.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Krishna.
Thank you.
Okay, no one else has any questions or comments. We can end the class. Thank you so much again, Prabhuji, for your valuable time.
Thank you.
His grace, Murari Valla Prabhu.
All Vaishnava and Vaishnavish ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Dandavat Pranam, Murari Valla Prabhu ki jai.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.